The AM 1100, our morning chat with Mike Fratello is brought to you by Metro Lexus, former head coach of the Cavs, one of the winningest coaches in NBA history, analyst for both the YES Network and TNT, and of course part of Wills and Snyder's coverage of the Cavs. Mike Fratello, morning, pal.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We talk once a week, and they just keep winning. 12th straight win last night in Chicago, 113-91, Mike.
Can we claim some responsibility for that or no?
Why not? Yeah.
No, I think this is some run, and I think it's showing that this team could be producing record after record based on what's gone on. When you have 17 games in a row with at least 100-point score, that means something's good is happening at the offensive end of the floor, and that's missing basically three or four guys every night they're out there.
You know, Mike, it really is the story offensively. Their defense has been better. Seems like the two are kind of tied for them. When they're making their threes, I don't know, are they more engaged? What do you see at the defensive end that we did not see earlier in the season, Coach?
The three-point line has been such a critical weapon to this team over the last couple seasons. And early on, we kept repeating over and over again, not only are they not defending because they didn't have the energy because they weren't in good shape, but they weren't making threes, which was costing them all kinds of points, something they relied on a regular basis. Now, all of a sudden, legs are back under, and they're scrambling around on defense, holding teams under 100 points a game, and then making threes on a regular basis. And that's the style this team plays. And for the new guys coming in, we talked about roster additions earlier this year. It's going to take them a while. It's hard to understand, oh, we're allowed to shoot this many threes a game because you're not used to doing that in other franchises, other organizations. You come here, and that's how we play now. That's been our strength. And I think they're adapting to it pretty well.
And, Mike, when they go to the bench, it really looks like Dwayne Wade has embraced this role. Talk a little bit about a guy that's going to go to the Hall of Fame and accepting a role coming off the bench, which looks like he sees what it is and how he can impact the game, and he's been doing it pretty much every night. What are your thoughts?
Well, he's been doing it throughout his career, coming out of college into the NBA when Miami had a chance to pick him. They got a very special player. And it took a lot for him at the stage he was at in Miami, having won a championship already with Shaquille O'Neal, that when LeBron came in along with Chris Bosh, he was the one that stepped up and said, wait a minute, we got to get this straightened out. We're 9-8 after 17 games played. This isn't a good thing. We're not playing well. This is your team, LeBron. You take over. You do what you feel you have to do. And Chris and I will be the supporting cast. And that was years back when he was willing to take a step back and let LeBron take over down in Miami. He comes here, and out of respect and because of who he is and a future Hall of Famer, Tyronn Lue gave him the opportunity to start for three games. It didn't look very good as a team, and he goes in and says, let me play with the second unit. Maybe I can do more good there. And we're seeing what he does. Not only score, he was 9-13 from the floor last night, just has a great shooting night, goes for 24 points, well, 9-16, rather. But at the same time, has 6 rebounds and shares the basketball, makes the other guys better as well.
Mike, we've heard Coach Lou use the phrase, other teams have tried to junk up the game. What does he mean when he says that?
Well, if you take let's say you take a smaller guy and put him on one of the bigs, instinctively what happens is you say, wow, we got to take advantage of that. Let's post that guy up. Or if you put a big on a small guy, you look at it and say, hey, take him off the dribble. You should be able to beat him to the basket. So it gets the team thinking different ways and gets them perhaps out of what they're going into the game with as their game plan because you try and take advantage of the mismatch in your favor. And then when you start doing that, you get away from the real good stuff that you do that you had gone into the game thinking you could get done. So teams are desperate. Teams are trying whatever. They're figuring, look, when you've lost 6, 7, 8 in a row, 10 in a row like some teams, you do anything to get a win. You say, hey, let's try this. We haven't tried it before. They do more switching. They do more double teaming. But can they do it well enough to beat the Cavs? Because that's not their norm. That's not the regular thing they do, and the Cavs have really handled it well.
Coach, let me get you out here on Derrick Rose. He rejoins the team, maybe as much mental, emotional as physical. We know the injuries. We know where he's at in his career. There's got to be some more there, though, to help the Cavs make a nice run, though.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I like Derrick Rose as a person. I met him coming out of high school. He was visiting Memphis, one of his recruiting trips. They brought him to our practice. got to meet him there, and he's just a very respectful young man. He's always been a good person, coming over, saying hello, sharing information when he felt like he wanted to talk. And I'm glad he made the decision to come back. The Cavs handled this, I thought, great. The team, the front office, the way they have let him do what he had to do. We don't know what the conversation was that they had between players and front office and Derrick Rose, but when he comes back, they're not rushing him back. And this is a weapon. This guy can really push the ball. He can break down defenses. He can create open shots. And now that we're making so many threes, why not have one more thing to use in your arsenal as you try and make your run back for another NBA championship appearance? So the fact that they have been patient with him, that he is welcomed back with open arms, I'm really happy that he's made that decision.
113-91, 12th win in a row last night. Sacramento at the Q tomorrow night. They'll tip it off at 7. More on the Cavs on Cavs HQ at 7 o'clock tonight on News Radio, WTAM 1100, home of the Cavaliers. Mike Fratello. Thanks, partner. Have a good day.
Thank you, guys.